Chapter 8, Ensuring Accountability, Loyalty, and Trust. When you create your code, you're setting standards of behavior and performance for yourself and your team. Therefore, you have to decide how high the standards are going to be. Are you going to walk a mile a week or run a mile a day? How tight do you want your code to be? Rules and standards are useless unless people are willing to be accountable to them. The simplest way to keep everyone accountable is to have them keep track of their activities and results in a quantifiable manner. In other words, keep track of their statistics. I'll explain. People always ask me what the single most important motivator in sales is. I usually laugh and tell them that it's the Monday morning sales meeting. When I first started learning to sell at the Burroughs Corporation years ago, we had an 8 a.m. sales meeting every Monday morning. There were no fiery speeches, incentive program announcements, guest speakers, training, or anything. All it consisted of was taking your prospect sheet and posting it on the wall, then going through each prospect in front of the group. You'd have to explain the status of each prospect, what stage of the sale each was in, how long until you were going to close those deals, and what it would take to make it happen. You also had to announce to the group how much you were going to sell that week and where and how you were going to dig up more qualified leads. And God help the person who had the same prospect up there more than a couple of weeks in a row. You get booed and hissed out of the room. I swear that the sales activity was highest on Thursdays and Fridays because nobody wanted to show up at that Monday morning meeting with old prospects or the same set of lame strategies. It wasn't even about the money. The prospect of public humiliation is what motivated all of us. And it worked. Why? It's called accountability. It's being answerable for results and agreements that you make. Now, I'm not a big advocate of total public humiliation, yet what makes a team and its players number one is accountability. Are you willing to be answerable for results, both good and bad? Are you committed to your family, to your friends, and to your team? Are you able to make good on your promises and projections and to be responsible for your successes, mistakes, and failings? I've never met a great athlete or a great business person who wasn't accountable at some level. Once you are willing to set standards and hold yourself and others accountable to them, the level of play increases. That's what happens when you enforce the code. So why wouldn't people want to be accountable? Well, because sometimes it's hard. Nobody wants to look at themselves in the mirror and admit that they didn't live up to expectations. The easiest way to avoid failure is to never set yourself up to fail. And the easiest way to do that is by not setting standards. If I tell myself I want to lose weight, but I can't drag my lazy butt to the gym, it's a lot easier to blame my stressful schedule and all the people who expect things from me than to just admit I've been lazy, right? Accountability can be uncomfortable, but it can also make you feel proud. Yet, if you know that I'm not even accountable to myself, would you want me on your team? Greatness at all levels is bred out of accountability. As a parent, spouse, business owner, leader, teammate, or friend, honestly looking at your actions and holding yourself accountable to them determines the quality and standards of your life. The code spells them out. Calling and being called on them gives you the opportunity to improve and move forward. In sports, you are held accountable by the coach, other teammates, the fans, and your statistics. The numbers don't lie. You either made calls or you didn't. You either ran a mile or you didn't. You either kept your agreements or you didn't. And great players know before anyone else does if they need to be called on something or not. Loyalty comes from respect. Respect comes from being accountable. Accountability comes from a commitment to the team, the code, and calling it. There are a few ways to ensure accountability, commitment, and loyalty on your team.